Given the state of things in our country and in life at the moment, I thought it might be beneficial for us to consider Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 this morning. Just the single scripture from Paul's letter to the Philippians, considering those things upon which the brethren should meditate. And I want to focus on this term, meditate, as we start out. In fact, in our bulletin this morning, we talk a little bit about sometimes how we get discouraged and how sometimes life and events that take place sometimes get us down. And it's important that as Christians, even though physically and maybe mentally we get tired and worn out, as Christians, we can never rest. We can never take a break. Contained in that article, we discuss a little bit from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, and we talk about the term meditate a little bit. And the term meditate means to reckon inward, to deliberate, to consider deeply. And so when we think about, and this is actually, in fact, the term think is used in the King James, in the New King James, the term meditate is used in the New King James. Think on these things is used in the King James. And in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, Paul says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Paul, and of course, he's already talked about be anxious for nothing. And so verse 8 is kind of associated with this effort. In addition to giving our requests to God, in addition to letting the peace of God guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, there's this focus on that which is good. Both, certainly all of these attributes apply to God. But beyond just God himself, these attributes even in this world that we can look at. As we noticed, sometimes we think about the beautiful scenery that we see either here in Wichita Falls or when we travel, sometimes when we have pictures that pop up on your desktop or whatever, these beautiful scenes of creation that God has created that remind us of the glory that creation shows of God's power. And this is something even David himself observed in one of his Psalms. And so these terms that Paul uses here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, very quickly, notice what these terms mean. Those things, whatsoever things are true, that's self-explanatory. Those things that are true in face of facts. The term itself carries with it the sense of not concealed, something that has been revealed. And of course, God's word is certainly associated with that. But you think about the value of truth, and people who value truth would be associated with this as well. Things that are honest or noble, as the New King James says. This is things that are august, things that are venerable and honorable. You think on those types of things. People who are associated, who are honorable, who are consistent in their character. Of course, Paul references to several of the epistles to note those who so walk as are in the faith. Paul says, as you have them for an example to you. Those things that are just, things that are equitable and right, things that are pure, things that are clean and innocent, things that are lovely, things that are pleasing, agreeable, friendly. Things that are of good report, we see, whatsoever things are of good report, things that are well spoken of, and of course certainly associated with characteristics of God and holy characteristics, but things well spoken of, reputable. And then he says, if there is any virtue, virtue is excellence or moral goodness, things associated to righteousness, and if there's anything praiseworthy, that which is commendable, worthy to be lauded, think or meditate on these things. We've made the application before that if we fill our mind with godly things, not just specifically God, but including his word and certainly characteristics and elements that we find about God and about what God wants from us that we see in life. Maybe it's in other people. Here's some pictures that I thought about when I thought about Philippians 4 verse 8. Things that are pure and holy. This is actually, this first picture up here is my cousin's two sons. In fact, this one's a newborn. He's only a couple weeks old. And when I saw that picture, it's just, oh, that's so cute, it hurts. But it makes you think about how pure and loving children are. And of course, I think about my own kids, and I think about my grandmother. This is, we call her Momo. She's responsible for three generations of faithful Christians being taught. And that third generation currently being taught, including my kids. On my mother's side, she's the one that helped teach my mom and my aunt the gospel, and those then taught their kids, including me, the gospel, and so forth. Think about this letter. I had it in one of the daily devotionals we had on one of our live streams. Two sweet black ladies saw this fella in Tennessee sitting, this police officer in his uniform, white police officer, and he was sitting eating a meal, I think it was a Cracker Barrel, and they left him this note. And it says, BLM, Black Lives Matter, but so does yours. Thank you for your service, breakfast paid. You see things like that, and you think about things that are just, equitable, right. See, I saw this actually in Burke Burnett last week, and this was on the back windshield of one of the cars. I had to stop and take a picture of it. It says, I hope something good happens to you today. You think about all the sometimes crass or bad things we see as bumper stickers and so forth on back of people's cars, and I have never seen anything like that before. But I thought how wonderful it is that somebody bought and paid for a bumper sticker or a windshield sticker, and it says, I hope something good happens. That's the type of thing that is honorable and just. That's the type of thing that wishes well upon others and not ill. These are the types of things, in addition to God and His Word, that we should fill our minds with, that we should be mindful of throughout the day. And when we fill our minds with good, holy things, wholesome things, things that are approved by God, then there will be less room for temptation in our hearts and minds. That's the lesson for you this morning. If you would open up your psalm books to number 264, we offer an invitation to those who are not Christians to be baptized this morning. Have your sins washed away. Be added to the body of Christ. Those of us who are Christians, let's remember that God has called on us to meditate, to think deeply upon those things that are holy and right and pure and so forth. And so when we're in the midst of our day and sometimes the news isn't all that great, and we're hearing about the spreading of COVID and we're hearing about maybe riots and so forth, while it's important to keep tab on the news, don't let it discourage you to the point that we aren't following and serving God as we should. Fill your mind with godly things and let everything else will take its course. The invitation is extended. If you're subject, if you need any help in any way, come forward as we stand and sing.